Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Omud Beis, and we begin a brand new Simen Pehe, which deals with places where it's forbidden for a person to read Kriyat Shema. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Lo Yelech Odom B'Mavoos HaMetunafos. A person shouldn't walk in streets, roads that are filled with various types of foul items. And the Yaniach Yodu Al Piv, it just cover up his mouth, Vikur Kriyashma. A person should not do that. You're not allowed to read Kriyashma when you're walking on these dirty roads. Vafilu Moyakore Uba, and even if he's walking and he suddenly realizes he's entering an area where there's a dump, Tzorich Lahavsik, he has to stop at the point where there's the waste dump. Kishiyagi Lamovo Yamatunaf. As soon as he reaches the place, and we'll see Kishiyagi means within 4 amos of the bad smell of this alleyway that is dirty. And when he exits the way, he walks through there. Even if he's had enough time while walking there to go and say the entire Shema, in this situation, he only has to go back to the place where he paused, where he left off at. And even though this was a significant period of time, Mechaber says he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. He can go back to the place where he paused. The Ramah, however, says, Hagah, the Yeshomim Shechozel Rosh. The Ramah says, there are those opinions that say you have to go back to the beginning if you pause long enough to have completed the entire thing. And he paskins V'chein Iker, and he says, look in Simen Samachay, where this was discussed previously. The Mishnah Berurah starts off in Siv Katan Aleph, and he explains, you'll put your hand over your mouth, Kloma, Shekore Kol Kach Belachesh, you read it so quietly, Acheinu Nikor Klal Shemarachesh Besvasov, so nobody could even see that you're moving your lips. Gam Kain Osu. This is also not allowed. A person isn't allowed to read Kriyashma in these Makomos or Mevos Hametunofos, in these dirty, foul places. Dish footnote number 1 says, "V'hanizor milahaski divrei kedusha b'makomos hametunofim." If somebody's very careful about not reading the holy things, varm shebekedusha, in such dirty places, so we already previously brought down in Siman Ayin Tes that the Gemara tells us about such a person. Ubedover hazeh tarichu yomim. This is a skula for great long life, and this is based upon brachos chav dalit omid beis, and the Torah brings us down la halacha. And likewise, conversely, if one unfortunately is not careful not to say things of Kedusha in places that are dirty, so the Vilna Gaon brings down in the Imri Noam, when the Shulchan Aruch Harav says the same thing, the Rachmona Litzlan, such a person is Chayiv Kores. And about him, the Pasuk says, Kidvar Hashem Bozo, he Kores. This person has despised the word of Hashem, he has disparaged the word of Hashem, and he deserves to be cut off. The Bir Halacha adds, and he writes, Mishim is Zalzel B'Kach, somebody that's not careful about this, and he reads on a regular basis in a dirty place, about such a person, terrible things will happen to him. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, when you reach the place, then you have to stop saying the Shema, Rotsalomar, Besoch Dalet Amos, when you get within 4 amos of the place. Vimulafonav, and if the dump is in front of you, then you're not allowed to read as soon as you can see the dump. Also, Kimlo Einav, you're not allowed to read in front of such a garbage area where the distance that your eyes can see, if it's right in front of you. Sivkot and Gimel, the Ramah had Paskin, V'chein Ikar, this is the Halacha Lamaisa, that even if a person has interrupted, he has to go back to the beginning if he was able to read the entire thing. So he says these halachas have been brought down in Simen Samachay, in the Mishnah Berurah over there, where it explains all of these dinim. These dinim are reviewed in Dirshu footnote number 2, Ayin Sham. This brings us to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Afilu lahare b'divrei Torah, osur, b'veis hakisei, u'b'veis hamerechot, u'b'makom atinofes. A person is even forbidden to think about Dvarim Shebetorah, divrei Torah, when he's in the bathroom, when he's in the bathhouse, or if he's in a dirty place. Which we define a dirty place as a place that has either excrement or urine over there. That's the Mechaber. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, this is true, you're not allowed to think about it. Even if these places like the bathhouse don't have anybody there, but if it's a place where you're not allowed to learn Torah, so even if there's nobody naked over there right now in the bathhouse, or if there's nobody in the Beis HaKiseh, there's no excrement right there in the Beis HaKiseh right now, nevertheless, you're still not even allowed to think Divrei Torah over there. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes Divrei Torah. And this, V'chein Osur La'ayin B'Veis HaKiseh B'Mishkalei HaShemos V'HaPa'olim Shaloshan Kodesh. A person is not even in the bathroom allowed to go and try to do various vocabulary words and looking at various other diktukim in the Hebrew language. She'ein derech lagia liyidia rak al piyaksuvim, because the way that one would be proficient at this diktukim, at these language words and usage, is by studying ksuvim. So if you start doing dikduk, you're going to unfortunately then to learn Torah over there in the bathroom where it's prohibited. The yovel lahara b'mikrin. You're going to come to think about psukim, which is forbidden in the bathroom. Dirsha footnote number 3 brings down what happens if a person hears divrei Torah from a tape. Is that permissible in the bathroom? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and the Yigus Moshe writes, Yesh li zar lasos kein. A person shouldn't listen to a tape of Torah while he's in the bathroom. Rak b'mokom shein matunah. He's only allowed to do that in a place that isn't dirty. Kivin shebishas hashmiyah, because when you're hearing the tape, boli dehiro, it's going to make you obviously think of Torah, which is also b'mokomas hametunah, which is forbidden in these dirty places. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Upashut de mutter adam lizbonin bebesakise begodo shifluso. Person is allowed to think while he's in the bathroom about how humble he should be and that it's silly to be arrogant in the greatness of his lowness. Vishabisofo yachzer kula lios offer rim of soleil. And a person is allowed to contemplate that he'll eventually return to dust and he'll become fodder for worms. They noelo hagaiva. And therefore, arrogance is totally inappropriate. That is permissible to think in the bathroom. Dish footnote number 4 adds, Alpha Pishagam here also Mukomos Elo, even though you're not allowed to think Torah in these places. So the Nefesh HaChaim writes, Mutu Lolechis Machshova Lizdabik Litaris Ezumida in Chona. One is allowed to think about character traits and how to perfect them in the bathroom. Again, just to think about this, Shemachshovas Betikin Amidus Mutaros, thinking about how to improve yourself, that is permissible. At the end of the footnote, he brings down from the Shelus Yaivitz, he writes, Hochiach miminhago shalovit, from his great father, the Chacham Tzvi, he writes that it was the minhag of his father, lasok b'beis hakise b'sifri las. His father would learn secular subjects in the bathroom, she'en lahatu la'ayin shom b'chochmas ha'dikduk, and because one is not allowed to learn dikduk in Hebrew language over there in the bathroom, so therefore that's a great time to do math or other things like that, sifri las, secular items. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, it's also to even think in the bathroom. So therefore, v'yach shel shom, what should you do over there? Cheshbonos beso v'yotzo osov. Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person should think about the monetary affairs of his house and his expenses and to balance his budget. K'dei shel oyavo lidei hira. And this way he won't come to go and chas v'sholom think about Torah in the bathroom. Ubishabbos, when you're not allowed to think about these things, he suggests, Yachshol bivinyonim v'tziyurim noyim. Think about beautiful pictures and beautiful buildings and architecture and things like that, which are permissible to think about on Shabbos. Dirshu footnote number 5 reminds us that we've already talked about previously that you are allowed to do mitzvos in the bathroom. For example, you are allowed to wear your tzitzis or talis katan in the bathroom. And if you're walking on the streets in a dirty area and somebody asks you for tzedakah, you would be allowed to give them tzedakah in such places. It's only dvarim shebikdusha that you're not allowed to say in those places, but you are allowed to perform certain mitzvos. Shlomo Zalman does add that a person should try not to do these things in those makomos to nafos lechatchila. Tzorech Lidcho says, Kiyo mitzvah satorah, ach yucha l'kaimam b'mokum noki. It would be preferable to do it in a cleaner place. But if there is no opportunity to do it in the cleaner place, one would be permissible to do it over there. Sivkot and Zayin. You're not allowed to do this in the Beis HaKiseh, the Mishnah Berurah says. V'afilu b'socha arba amos shal Beis HaKiseh. Even within dalet amos of the Beis HaKiseh, b'mokum shekol areach, even if there's no foul odor over there, you have to distance yourself at least 4 amos. Unless you do that, gamkein also lahara. You cannot even have to think Torah over there. And he says, look in Siman Ayin Tes, the Mishnah Berurah, where this was already discussed. Then he brings down in the Sefer, Tosos Yerushalayim, in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Baburski, a tannery, which is known for it being very foul-smelling. They would use dog excrement and other types of foul-smelling things in the process of tanning their hides. So in this Bursiki, also is spalo, forbidden for a person to daven over there. And even v'chein lahaskir called dover shebikdusha, to say anything shebikdusha is not allowed in this tannery. V'u shehuskal ho'ibud, and this is after the tanning process has started, when there's the foul smell over there, shiesh reach ra. However, avolim adayin lo hischil mutter, but if there isn't yet a foul smell over there, it's not yet been starting the processing, so it's just a factory, and right now it's not foul smelling, it would be permissible. However, he says, Upashu, the Bisman Sha'asuhu, when it is forbidden, this is even forbidden, afilu l'uman atzmo, even for the regular tanners in the factory, Shemurgo b'harech ra, they're very attuned and accustomed to this horrible smell, and they don't notice it. So one might have argued, they no margish, since they don't notice this smell, that they would be allowed to go and say brachos or darvin shebekdush over there. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you go by kol shebnei odam acherim mitztari mizeh harech ra. If a normal person who's not used to the factory were to be in that factory, and he would find the odor very malodorous, so then The halacha is that even the people that don't find it malodorous because they're used to it would not be allowed to learn Torah over there, as we have learned already in Siman Ayin Tes. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you're also not allowed to do this in the Beis Americhetz and the Beis Health. Why? Ki nafish zu amo besocho. As we've already mentioned, there is a foul odor over there. There's a lot of hot air and humidity, and therefore it's mos, it's disgusting. Mahavalei Kitzov Beis Akisa. It's the similar extent like if there was excrement over there in a bathroom. V'tam iser hira. The reason why you can't think Torah in these places, b'chol el makomos, in all of the places that we mentioned, the bathroom, the bathhouse, or in a dirty road, mishum deba'inim, because it's required, v'hayah machanecha kadosh. Person has to keep his encampment, the area around them, clean, v'leko. And in these situations, he wouldn't be able to do so. It's not that way with all these foul odors. Then he brings down the Beis Yosef, who writes, Misha Talmud or Shogar Befiv. If somebody's a big Talmud Chochm and he's constantly learning, V'hira Beveis Akisa Beveis Amerechas, and as a result of that, he was in the bathroom, he was in the bathhouse, and he continued in his mind learning, L'onso, he couldn't stop himself, then Mutter. This would not be, in fact, forbidden. And what do we mean by this? Yeshomrim, the Kivan, the Onesu Biruro, since he was under extenuating circumstances in his thought, he's so immersed in learning that he couldn't help think about it while he was in the bathroom. This person would even be allowed to say the words out loud. And this is, in fact, based upon a Gemara in Zvachim on Kuf Beis Omed Beis. However, in the Birka Yosef, B'sefer Birka Yosef, Masik da Dibor also b'chol gabni. He disagrees with this and says you certainly would not be allowed to talk. And he brings the Raya from this Gemara in Zvachim is not correct. Yesh Litchos, one could push this aside, as brought down by the Rav, Birka Sezevach, and so on. Kodoshim, Ayin Shom, look over there for more details. And that which we said, what do we mean when he said that if he did have these thoughts, so it's no fault of his own, and he's mutter, what does that mean? That if he did have these thoughts, lo avidi surah, we don't look at it after the fact and say he committed an iser, because he's so immersed in learning, he couldn't help but think about it there. However, he should try as much as possible to prevent such thoughts from entering into his mind. And certainly, he wouldn't be allowed to talk. One is forbidden to talk the Torah in these dirty places. Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down what happens if your bathroom is next to a base medrash. Sometimes have a shul that's right has a bathroom nearby it, and the singing in the shul or the learning in the shul may be so loud. Maybe there's a microphone and it's a weekday and they're learning through a microphone and you can hear it in the bathroom. And somebody's in the bathroom and he hears these divrei Torah. So the Leva Chaim writes, there's no problem in going into such a bathroom, even though the words of the Torah will be heard and audible in the bathroom, because if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's Orlo Lahari. He'll know not to think about it and try to block it out. And if he's an Am Haaretz, then Onus, he's considered an Onus over here. Shari Muchrach Lasut Tzarchel. The guy has to go to the bathroom. The fact that the words of Torah are somehow able to be heard in the bathroom doesn't mean that he can't go into the bathroom to take care of one's needs. The Ramon now writes, Hagor, Vafilu Hilchos, Amerechotz, Osu Lumo Bemerechotz. Even in the bathhouse, you're not allowed to learn the halachos of a bathhouse. That's how far this prohibition against learning Torah goes. You can't even learn the halachos of the bathroom or the bathhouse in those places. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Dvar Mishol Chol, Mutul Yom Sham, Beloshen Kodesh. A person is allowed to speak Hebrew in the bathroom or the bathhouse if he's not talking Torah. He's just talking a regular conversation in Hebrew. He's an Israeli, and he's speaking in Hebrew to his friend in the bathhouse. How are you doing? And asking him questions, that is perfectly permissible. The Mishnah Berurah does add, in Sifkot and Tes, Umidus Chasidusu Lahachmir. There are those that are very strict and don't allow speaking Hebrew in those places as well, and it's a Midus Chasidus. It's a very, very big chumrah for people who are great individuals not to speak Hebrew in the bathroom. Dishu footnote number 8 brings down the implication here is that in a foreign language, one is allowed to speak in the bathroom, but then he goes through a whole discussion that we've already mentioned previously, that one shouldn't be talking in a bathroom. So he says, B'mor kol matzorech shemuta ledaber, where you are allowed to talk, so then that's what we're referring to over here, and where you are allowed to talk in the bathroom, you don't have to cut your words, be very, very concise, but you'd be allowed to talk the way you normally would when you were outside the bathroom, the same way you would be allowed to talk inside the bathroom as well. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein ha-kinuyim, nicknames for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, synonyms for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kigon, for example, Rachum, he's the merciful one, Neman, he's the trustworthy one, V'chayotze b'hem, any other such euphemisms for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mutu li'omrim sham, you are allowed to say in the bathroom or the bathhouse. However, Avol Shemo She'enon nimchokim, but the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that aren't allowed to be erased, also laskirim sham, one would be forbidden to go and mention them in those bathhouses or bathrooms. Dishu footnote number 9 brings down examples of Shemos Shein and Mchokim, would be the Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei name, the Aleph Dalid Nun Yud name, the Elokim, Eloka, Elokai, Kel, Shakai, Tzvokos, Ka, and some say Ekeye. Dishu footnote number 10 brings down even the name Rachmona, which Shelus Shuvah Sigris Moshe writes down in Aramaic is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, one shouldn't mention it in these Makomos HaMetunofim. There is an opinion that says that if you make a bracha using Rachmona, you would be Yotze, and therefore one shouldn't use the word Rachmona without it being the appropriate context in the appropriate place. Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Yud writes, the Ravid brings down that he doesn't allow you to say the word Rachum, and he brings down the Bach, who says Yesh Lahachmir, and this is in fact the Psak of the Pre-Chodesh. However, in a foreign language, Belaz, Lekuli Amushar, you would be allowed to say the Merciful One. Hold is that Eino Miyuchad Davka Lekosh Baruch Hu, because this doesn't only get used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the person can say he's very merciful about somebody else. As opposed to Masha Ein Kein, Shar Divrei Torah, other Divrei Torah, one would not be allowed to say that, as we've already mentioned. The Kol Shekein Hashem Moshen and Umchokim, names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that aren't able to be erased, also Le Mor Shah, I feel Beloshen Laz. You shouldn't say these words even in a foreign language. Kigon, God, Beloshen Ashkenaz. You shouldn't say the word God in Germanic or Ashkenaz or English. O Buga, Beloshen Pulin, Verusyok, I got any other word for God in any other language. Shav Shashem Zeinok, Bo Kedusha, Beosios, Ksivasa, Umutul Mokko, because even though technically G-O-D doesn't have Kedusha in the letters, nevertheless, we call Mokko, Yeshbo Mishum Bizoyom, Bihaskaroso, Bemokko Mitinofas. It's inappropriate to say the word God in a bathroom or in a dirty place. Kemo Bihaskaros HaShalom, as we mentioned already previously, you shouldn't say the word Shalom. Shemutu Gamkin Lamokko, you can also erase the word Shalom, even though it's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, Alpha Pikein, Kivon Shakodesh Baruch Hu Nikubo, since it is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alpha Pishenu Miyuchadlo, even though it's not only used in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's used for other purposes as well. Nevertheless, also Laskiro Kishimiskavin Alinyan Shalom. You shouldn't use that word, as we've already learned in Siman Pei Dayin, and certainly over here, V'choshekim B'zeh, Shalakama Dvarim Dinam Kishemus Shiblashon HaKodesh, that the halachos over here are like a real name in Lashon Kodesh, for example, in regards to a Shvuah, in regards to Haskaris Hashem, Shemayim Levatola, saying Hashem's name in vain, and then you kill Lochavir B'Shem, if you curse a person with Hashem's name, so you certainly shouldn't say these words in a bathroom, because you'd be over these Yisurim. If you would use them in that context, you certainly shouldn't say them in the bathroom. Sivkot Nudalek, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Gam B'nei Odom, Mechunim Behem, some of these words that are names of Hashem, they're also used for the names of people, Lefamim, that sometimes, for example, Kemo Shenemar, Chanan V'Racham V'Tzadik, we might call a person a Chanan V'Racham and a Tzadik. V'Dak V'Yomer Kach, that's only when using it in this context. Avol B'Yomer, Harachem Yirachem Alech, when you say the merciful one should be merciful to you, then Yesh Lomar De'Oser, Kemo Shila Shalom, that would be like using the name Shalom, Shalom Alechem, which we said already previously, according to many, is not permitted in the bathroom. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Bim nizdami lo sham lahafrish midover asur mafrish." If you need to say a shame of Hashem or something like that, divrei Torah, in order to separate yourself from an isser, that is permissible. Vafilu b'loshon haKodesh, and this would be allowed, and even in Hebrew, ubinyani Kodesh, and even for holy matters. What do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, "Lahafrish midvar isser." What does this mean? V'hu adin im nichnas belibo hiru aver. If a person has thoughts of an aver in his head, mutar laharish on midivrei Torah. You're allowed to think Torah to get those thoughts out of your mind. This is like separating yourself from Issa, which is formidable. Shatora Matzelis, Meirurim Rarim. Learning, thinking Torah can prevent you from doing something that's wrong and incorrect, so you would be allowed to do this in the bathroom under these extenuating circumstances. Likewise, in Sivkot Yudali writes, Uvinyone Kodesh, you can even think of other holy matters. The Ainu Lomai to say, Afilu Beloshon Hora, Shasul Asul Kain, to tell somebody you're not allowed to do this in the bathroom, even though that would be technically learning, you're allowed to say that. And the even Ain Tsarich Ledakdek, you don't even have to go and try to say, Lomai Al Tasekach Beli Loshon Hora, without making it into like a Tzivoy Hora teaching. However, there are those that say v'yesh machrim. They say it's better not to say don't do this. V'sovrim da'asalom v'loshon hara. Don't say it in the form of a hara of a teaching. V'zeu toru, because that would be learning and that wouldn't be allowed. For example, kigonim ra be'erev pesach shemagalchen achatzosos. If you see people taking a haircut after chatzos, which some say is not permitted on erev pesach, so say ein magalchen. We don't take haircuts. The lashon ze eino lashon hara. That's not telling you that it's also to take a haircut. Afogad demimela nishmad also, because he'll know that you're mean that it's also. However, don't say avalo yamar also legalech. It's forbidden to go take a haircut. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, "V'nir ali the main dvar v'nishmar b'kitzur." But if you won't get your message across by using the somewhat form of that's not so clear that it's aser, yuchal laharich lefneim godel iser, then you would be allowed to tell him even in the bathroom how terrible the iser is, the chol chalokov kidei lafrishon, and all the details in order to get them not to do it. Then he brings down the Magen Avraham in the name of the Ran. Even if it's not going to separate himself from doing an Isser, you'll have to tell a friend, please do this and this for me. Even though this will turn out to be a Hora, a teaching, because you have to tell him that it's permissible to do this, because you're not saying it in a Lashon of Hora, therefore it is acceptable. We'll finish off this little bit left in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.